Hi, this is Martin, and I'd like to share with you a rather beautiful story that just came out about a week after Easter, about a young woman who is transformed from one life to another, and in such an incredible way. She was involved in pornography, and basically, I don't know if there was no family connections or anybody to give her assist anywhere down the line, but she was successful, but got into her own realm. And this is the story about her conversion in an incredible description of how she transformed through a trip to Italy and also connecting to the beauties that she found in the Catholic Church. And probably most importantly, her description of her first Holy Communion and the impact that that had on that woman. It was phenomenal. She said it lasted for 5 seconds in receiving it, but it was like transformational and the highlight of her whole life. So this was originally printed in ACI La Prensa, which is Spanish language, and then also something which is called Church Pop, P-O-P. And they are both affiliates of EWTN. And the article that I did see was from the Catholic News Agency. So the name of the young person is Bree Solstad. So Bree was a young woman who previously produced and acted in the pornography industry and is among the adult converts who entered the Catholic Church this Easter, leaving behind her life of countless sins and embracing the Catholic faith. Solstad told Church Pop that prior to her conversion, she led a life full of promiscuity and self-obsession, which spiked when a recruiter reached out to her. I was drinking more heavily and started a blog about my hedonistic behavior. The blog caught the attention of a successful sex worker who reached out to me and essentially recruited me. She said she showed me how to get set up and introduced me to some important people in the industry who could help me make as much money as possible. I had no moral compass. It was all about myself anyway. Solstad, who now goes by Miss B on Twitter or X, and presents herself as a repentant sinner who converted to Christ, former porn actress and producer, announced on January 1st, the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, her decision to quit sex work, to repent of my countless sins, to give up my life of sin, wealth, vice, and vain self-obsession. She shared with her followers that her decision came after a trip to Rome and Assisi, Italy, where, touched by the beauty of the art she saw in the churches she visited and the theology it represented, she experienced what can only be described as a life-altering conversion. This is a humbling experience, and one that I know may be mocked or questioned by many. I am giving up all my income and turning my life over to Christ. I am leaving behind my life of rampant sin, vice, pride, debauchery, vanity, and lies to, with God's grace, live a life of truth, beauty, obedience to God's divine will, virtue, and humility, she wrote on X. Solstad, who had an account of various pornographic content platforms, said that she had been preparing for the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults, RCIA, for some time, and that she planned to be confirmed and received her first communion during the Easter Vigil, this Holy Week of 2024. She made a first confession on Spy Wednesday. "Thank you, Jesus," she prayed on X, "for not giving up on such a wretched sinner. Thank you, Blessed Mary, Mother of God, for your immense love and consolation." The young convert added that God's forgiveness and mercy is real. If someone as broken and sinful as me can be redeemed and converted, there is no doubt anyone reading this can also be saved by his divine mercy. Solstad was baptized as a Lutheran when she was 8 years old and considered herself at least a nominally Christian, she explained on April 5th to ACI Prensa. CNA's Spanish language news partner. However, during college, she lived a life of drunkenness, drugs, and promiscuity. Experienced a tragedy in her life, she prayed hard, but she said, "I felt like God had turned his back on me, and so I did the same to him," Sostek commented to Church Pop. In 2023, she traveled to Italy, where she always noticed the crucifixes in the churches that she visited. However, in the town of Sorrento in southwestern Italy, she said, "I noticed the Virgin Mary on street corners all over the place. All of a sudden, I felt like Mary was calling me in the strangest way. Each time I entered a church, I felt compelled to seek her out." At Assisi, she said, "I was impressed by St. Francis, but I was moved to tears by St. Clare. I knelt by her tomb and again asked for assistance. I felt like St. Clare was actually present with me and that she was going to take all the pain and anxiety away from me and somehow give it to God," Solstad told ACI Prensa. "After that experience and returning home, I quickly realized that I didn't like what my life was like," she said. "I hated my job. I felt disgusting and guilty for the work I had been doing for a decade. I couldn't stop thinking of all the things that I had done and all the lives I negatively affected through pornography. I felt grotesque." Solstad soon looked for a preacher and spoke with him and his secretary, and the secretary who told her, "God loves you." Words that were like a waterfall of light and made her long to be someone better. "I wanted to be clean. I wanted to be happy and a great example of God's love." While in RCIA, she said she had to overcome some anti-Catholic prejudices she inherited from her Lutheran background. But she diligently researched everything. "And I always came to the realization that what the Catholic Church was teaching was true. I have honestly fallen in love with the Catholic Church," she continued. "There is such richness in the faith. The Holy Trinity, the Father, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Mary, the Mother of God, all the inspiring, heroic, and beautiful saints, the sacraments, the history, the tradition, everything. But what has touched me the most is the Eucharist. Something so surprising for me with Jesus physically present." On April 3rd, Solstad shared on her social media some photos of her first communion at the Easter Vigil on March 30th. "These 5 seconds will forever be emblazoned in my heart, mind, and soul. This is the best moment of my life," the young woman wrote. "My life has changed for the better so much during these past several months, but it pales in comparison to how much this moment of receiving my first Eucharist permanently transformed me," she recounted. "I will never be the same again, and I thank God for this undeniable fact. I am so in love with you, Jesus. Never allow me to move even 1 inch from your most sacred heart." Solstad concluded her post with the first part of the Magnificat, the prayer the Virgin Mary exclaimed when she was pregnant with Jesus and met her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For he is mighty, has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation," she wrote, quoting Mary's response to Elizabeth as recorded in Luke's Gospel. Solstad's sole source of income now is from her religious goods store, which can be found on Etsy. Thank you for listening.